It's not like any other podcast. Coming to you straight from the heartland, where investing is told like it is. It's time for Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. Hold on, because here comes the next episode of the Paranoid Banker Podcast.
Hey, let's talk about investment pressure. Investment pressure. I see investment pressure every day in the real estate business, especially in the own your own multifamily community investment business. And this is not only with passive investors, which we've got hundreds of passive investors that we deal with on a daily basis that own apartment properties with me here in the heartland. So I mean, not only when it comes to that, but even what I would call solo investors that own their own properties, they run the properties, manage the properties, do all of that themselves, or at the very least maybe have a management company doing it, but they do most everything themselves. And so you may be asking yourself, what do you mean? What kind of pressure are you talking about? And it's really pressure to not be a real estate investor, to not own your own apartment community, to not get yourself involved in an investment where the writing is on the wall that it will grow in huge, in my opinion, huge leaps and bounds over the coming years. And there's tremendous pressure not to do that. Okay. Why is there tremendous pressure? There's three or four reasons, actually. So let's talk about a conversation I have probably once every 2 weeks. And so before I get into this particular part, this is not a sexist statement, so I'm not coming at you with any kind of agenda on any kind of sexist agenda here with what I'm going to tell you. But it's fact, so that's why I'm telling you. This is the way it goes. So about every couple weeks, I'll have a guy give me a call who's married. And he will basically say he wants to invest in apartments. Most of the time, it's, get involved in some of our apartment communities and own some of them with us here. Once in a while, it's in his own marketplace, or heck, maybe even close to our marketplace here in the heartland. He wants to own his own property, buy it, run it, landlord it, or have it managed. And this is something he's been thinking about doing, knows he should do, feels pretty passionate about doing it, but won't and can't. And why is that? Because his wife would be thoroughly pissed off if he did. Thoroughly pissed off. And thoroughly pissed off in these conversations range from, the wife being pissed at him and won't talk to him for a week, all the way to, she's out the door, she's leaving, she's had enough of this crap. And so the conversation with me is, can you help me convince my wife or talk to her about getting involved in an investment you have or in an investment they have their eye on? So that's the conversation that I have. And unfortunately, the conversation doesn't go anywhere from there because I'm not going to get into that conversation because it's a losing conversation. Nobody wants to talk to somebody they don't know about all the reasons why they're not being very smart in denying the ability to invest in an apartment project. That's just not a good idea. So unfortunately, I tell every one of those calls, sorry, can't do that. If and when things change, let me know and be happy to talk. I've even had people come into my office unannounced, husband and wife. They'll sit down in my office and they'll argue for, half hour, 45 minutes until I've got to ask them to leave and nothing gets done. Except people are more pissed off when they leave than when they came in. I've had that happen a couple of times, actually. So there's pressure there because someone close feels that there's a lot of risk involved and is not comfortable in making that kind of investment. So there's investors that feel pressure from their spouse. And mostly it's the wife for the most part. I've never had a wife come in wanting to invest and the husband has said no. And I've been doing this for almost 30 years. So it's usually the man wants to, the woman does not, and nothing gets done. But there's pressure for him not to be able to invest and go in a direction he thinks he wants to go. So that's pressure number one. Then you got pressure number two, which is friends and acquaintances or people you know. So how many people do you know that have some kind of a really bad, scary, weird landlord story or property management story, right? So when you think of the words property management, do you think of dollar bills and rainbows and smiles? No, you think of stress, you think of problems, and you think of risk is what you think of when you say the words property management for the most part. And so everyone has heard some kind of a horror story about how somebody owned something, single family home, apartment property, whatever, and the tenant did something, the investor did something, something happened and it just blew up. And somebody lost money, somebody got in trouble, whatever. Usually it's the property management story, something to the effect of, could never get the tenant out, it cost so much money, the place was trashed, I'm never going to do that again, etc. And so that, by the way, that's the main reason why people don't buy or invest in multifamily communities, because they think that that's the case all of the time because of these stories they hear. So there's pressure from those kinds of stories. I mean, what would your friends and what would your family, what would they say if you told them, yeah, I'm going to buy into a 16-unit apartment project next month? What would they say? Are you crazy? What are you doing? Why are you doing that? For some of you, that's what would happen. I remember when this was, 20 years ago. I was at a Christmas, family Christmas get-together. And this is family get-together on my wife's side of the family, not my side. And somehow the conversation among all of us around the table was about what's going on, and I talked about the investment apartment project that we were getting involved in at the time. And to the person around the table, I got, with maybe the exception of one or two, I got the, how can you be doing that? That's not very smart. You're going to lose your ass. You're going to get in trouble. The tenants are going to beat the shit out of everything. Things aren't going to work out. What are you doing? Too risky, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, to all the way to how can you even think that this is going to work out? Well, let's just say they're not saying that anymore, by the way. But, you know, how much pressure was there on me right then and there? I got my extended family, most of them saying, come on, you dummy. What are you thinking of here? You got to be crazy. And so there's pressure from friends and family, pressure from spouse. And then there's also pressure from society too. You know, so how many times you turn your TV on, computer on, watch videos, whether you watch videos or you stream or whatever you do, whatever radio station you may listen to, whatever podcast you may listen to, however you connect and whatever media you use to connect to the outside world, how many places can you find information about how you can make a really good investment and do very well by owning your own apartment community? Yeah, I mean, you can find it. But you gotta dig. I mean, you gotta search and dig and search and dig. So my point is, you're not just going to sit back, turn on the TV, watch CNBC all day, and they're going to talk about this. It's never going to happen. You can't open up periodicals like Wall Street Journal, like Investor's Business Daily, others, USA Today. There's never anything in there that says, here's the 8 reasons why you should be investing in your own apartment property, and here's what you should do now, right? Kiplinger's magazine does not cover this, right? Hardly anybody covers it. Hardly any mainstream media source covers this. What do they cover? Stocks, mutual funds, companies, company information. Let's talk about Amazon this week. Let's talk about Microsoft this week. Let's talk about General Electric this week. Let's talk about IBM, etc., etc., etc. That's all they're talking about. They're not talking about, yeah, you know what? Owning your own apartment community is a smart thing to do, and here's like the five things you should do to really maximize this in 2019. So there's pressure on us as investors to invest in those things that we constantly hear repetitively that we should be investing in. Why? The biggest pressure point of all. Here it is. Because everyone else is doing it. Right? Because everyone else is doing it. Isn't that the biggest pressure we face when it comes to being an investor? Isn't it? How much pressure do we face, hell, on a daily basis, seeing what the crowd is doing, seeing what everybody else is doing, and thinking that you may be missing out on an opportunity, right? Thinking you may be missing out on an opportunity because everyone else is doing it. Holy shit, I better be doing this too because I must be missing out on something. A ton. And I guess arguably the most pressure is at that point. So what do you do about this? How do you rectify this? How do you solve this issue? Well, I've got good news and bad news for you. You don't solve it. It's going to continue. You're going to continue to be bombarded with all different kinds of pressure to do what everybody else does, not take a little bit of risk, and follow in line with everybody else, you dummy. That's going to continue to happen. So you need to make decisions on what you're going to do in spite of that, right? So you want to start by taking steps in the direction that you believe you need to go, not in the direction everybody else is going. So what can you do to start taking small, consistent steps towards owning your own apartment community? Okay, towards being involved in, let's say, a partnership that owns an apartment property. So, for example, let's say you're one of these people whose spouse or significant other is totally against owning an apartment property. Well, instead of investing $100,000 into apartment property, maybe it's $10,000, right? So, in the event, you know, your spouse is right and this is a dumb idea and we're going to lose money, it's not going to kill you. Okay? Maybe you do something like that. Maybe you start getting information on projects as they come available. Maybe you start having more conversations about that. The point is you've got to start moving in the opposite direction that everybody else does, despite the continuous pressure you feel from everybody to not go in that direction, right? To not go in that direction. That's what you've got to do and be committed to doing that. Because if you're not, you're going to find yourself 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road, and this is a call I get at least once a month, and it goes like this. You know, Darren, I thought about doing something about 10 years ago, but, and then a reason. You know, Darren, I've been following you now for about 3 years. I'm finally ready to get involved in a project. I couldn't before because, then a reason. Or, you know what, Darren, I've been getting your emails and I've actually been on a property tour now for about 3 years. I'm finally ready to get involved in a project. I didn't before because, and then fill in the blank. Well, all those blanks lead to pressure because there was pressure there for them not to do it. Till finally they took enough steps, build up enough momentum to get involved in an investment that's going to do pretty darn well, especially in 2019 and 2020. Okay, so sit down and think about how are you going to start taking steps in that direction. And it doesn't have to be massive. I listened to this today and I'm investing in a 400 unit project tomorrow. I mean, we don't have to go that fast, but start making those steps. Start working on this. This is something you do not want to miss out on, especially because of pressure. Because the worst thing that can happen is you have a regret 5-10 years down the road that you didn't get involved in something like this. And then all of a sudden you're like, God, I had every opportunity to do it. Should have done it. Didn't do it. And that's the worst kind of feeling to have is that kind of regret. Okay? So start taking those steps opposite of what the crowd takes, opposite of the pressure that you're constantly under to do it a different way. And again, always remember, unconventional steps, unconventional directions lead to unconventional investment results. All right. So have a great rest of your day. I'm glad you listened. And we'll talk to you soon. See ya. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com. Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com.